This is the Composer's Datebook for November 29th. I'm John Burge. It was on this date in 1825 that the United States had its first date with authentic Italian opera. It was a performance of Gioachino Rossini's The Barber of Seville, staged at New York City's Park Theater. The singers were mostly from one extraordinary Spanish family, the Garcias, led by its patriarch Manuel Garcia, a tenor who performed the role of Count Almaviva, the same role Garcia had created at the opera's premiere in Rome 9 years earlier. The 1825 New York audience included luminaries from society and the arts, including the American novelist James Fenimore Cooper, and Mozart's one-time librettist, Lorenzo da Ponte, who was teaching Italian at Columbia University in those days. November 29th is also important to 20th century American musical theater. Cole Porter's Gay Divorce opened on Broadway, November 29th, 1932, at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. The musical's title rankled censors who feared it treated divorce too lightly, and they insisted on converting it to the less controversial Gay Divorcee. Cole Porter's score included one of his classic songs, Night and Day. And like Rossini before him, Porter claimed to have tailor-made this song for the unusual tenor star of his new show, one Fred Astaire. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.